This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, let me ask you, how's your immune system lately?
It's honestly in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But what if I told you that similar to our immune system, which produces more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a host of health benefits?
I'd gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I can attest to that personally. I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it's delicious.
I know that's
their
right.
Their grape juice is delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious.
Preach on.
Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
Best I've ever had.
I'm glad to hear that you liked it, but try not to eat the shampoo.
Too late. And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though. You said your immune system was in critical condition? I think I know why.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. We're going to talk about that later, but fret no more. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com and use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on all your purchases of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Remember, that promo code is TODAY. T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away.
Welcome to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you can find us online at theclearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have a question for Dr. Shah, we want to hear from you. Write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or, of course, you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting this show. You can share it online with your friends and your family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. Anywhere you get your podcasting content from, we're going to leave a link in the description so you can do just that.
Today is, of course, March the 4th.
That's right.
That our date, the word today, is coming from Colossians 3:4. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
Do you have that assurance? Because guess what? The Bible says you do. If you're a Christian, when Christ, who is our life, appears, think about that. Your life, your sustenance, your everything, all that we have, all that we need in this world comes from Jesus Christ. And the promise that one day we're going to appear with him in glory, the implications of that promise are so far-reaching. I kind of want to devote an entire episode to it.
And I love that assurance. Like, we'll appear with him in glory. It makes me think of, like, when you walk in somewhere and you don't have the credentials to get in. You're like,
right,
I'm with
right.
him.
Yeah.
He said I could come. I'm with him.
I'm with him,
but
man.
But, I mean, that really is the Christian life. Like, mm-hmm. after this life is over, how do we get into heaven? It's not through any merit of our own. Yes, good works are important, and they're the evidence of our salvation. But ultimately, what gets us into heaven is looking at Jesus and saying, I'm with him.
I'm with him. There you go. I am tired, dude. I don't know about you, but
I have like extra strength coffee in my fancy Clearview Today mug.
We went to NRB, Nashville, Tennessee.
We did.
And for those
who are listening and don't know what NRB is, that's not just a random string of alphabet. Mm-hmm. What does NRB stand for?
It stands for Not Really Biblical.
No.
So it's where a bunch of heretics get together.
No, that's not.
It's the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Every year they do it in, I think they do it every other year in Nashville.
Yeah.
And then on the opposite years, they do it somewhere else like Dallas or whatever. But it was in Nashville, Tennessee this year. We went under the Truth Network as Clearview Today Show with Dr. Abadan Shah, of course. You're listening to it right now. Myself, Ryan, and my wife Ellie went to Nashville. On the other team, David, Nicholas, Dr. Shah, they were all in Egypt filming at the exact same time.
Simultaneously, opposite sides of the globe.
Two missions.
Yeah.
To bring about the glory of God. I told people, we said, I had the Blues Brothers suit. I said, we're on a mission.
We're on a mission from God.
And they said, yeah, that's all of us. We're all on mission with God. And I was like, it sounded more special when I said it.
But it was so much fun to go and to, you know, get the word out about the show, but also to hear from so many other people. I mean, we met people from all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
We met people from Canada, from Mexico, from Poland, from South Korea, who Everybody was united in the same purpose of getting the gospel to the nations, of getting unreached peoples, getting them to understand that they have a heavenly Father who loves them and that God has a plan for them.
That's right. Anytime you go to a convention like that, like we soaked up so much information.
Yeah.
And so many tips and tricks and just so many fundamental truths about broadcasting that you're going to be seeing a lot of new changes on the show. One of them we already said was the date the word. So the verse of the day has become date the word. And that's sort of like a shout out to somebody that we met through the Truth Network at NRB, Dr. Dwayne Carson. And we just want to promote this app. We're going to be calling this segment, with his permission, we're going to be calling this segment Date the Word going forward, because he's actually created a free app called Date the Word. And you can visit him online, DateTheWord.com.
It's a free app available for both Android and iPhone devices.
And literally it does exactly what we've been doing, which is just putting a verse to the date. But like, if you notice, today's March the 4th. So 3-4, today's date the word was Colossians 3-4.
Yeah. Great resource for you. You can go in there. And there's a couple different options. It's not just like one, like today is only Colossians 3-4.
Yeah, there's more. There's
it pulls
ones.
From multiple books of the Bible where it's like chapter 3, verse 4. And it's a really great tool to help you kind of memorize scripture and associate it with like significant dates in your life, maybe a birthday or an anniversary or the, you know, something important that happened in your life. Give it a date the word.
That's right. Yeah. There you go. Give it a date the word. Yeah. Shout out to our friend, Dr. Dwayne Carson, datetheword.com.
That's right. You're going to hear more about the stuff that we learned at NRB in the days and weeks ahead. But for now, we're going to go grab Dr. Shaw for the rest of our show. If you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. That number, just in case we haven't ever said this, that number goes directly to John and
That's right.
So we love hearing from you, love interacting with you. We'll do our best to respond as quickly as possible. Write in and let us know what you're thinking about the show, or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com.
Or send us some voice memos about how much you love the show, what the show has done for you. Maybe we'll play them on the air. Why not?
Yeah.
Some people that kind of solidified it right there, they're like, I am not sending that in if we play it on the air. We won't if you don't want us to.
Yeah. Write in and interact with us. We'll be back after this.
Hey. Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house, wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, I've missed you, my friend.
Missed you
it
as well.
It is good to see your face.
And you guys went in a different direction.
Yes.
We went east, you guys went west.
We went west, young man. Haven't you
young
been
man.
Told? Yeah.
Go west.
That's rest in peace, Toby Keith. Yeah, we went west. Yeah. We went to Nashville for the NRB 2024 while you were in Egypt filming. And boy howdy, there was a lot of travel.
Yes.
But you said something from the stage that I thought was really, really good. You said that what made that travel so awesome was knowing that there was a church family here back at home.
Absolutely.
And it just makes coming home all that much
sweeter. That's right. Yeah. That's right. I enjoy traveling, and I know that it's a must to travel, just the way you guys had to go to NRB. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to be represented. We have to make contacts. Mm-hmm. We have to have our face out there where people want to meet us, meet these people who are doing this fantastic show. So that had to happen. So also for us to take the second half of our team and go east to Egypt and film for our new series coming up, leading into the resurrection, Easter season. All this had to happen, but we have a grounding.
That's right.
We have a home.
Yes.
We come back, and we look forward to coming back. I mean, it's the day I know that we're going home. Sort of feels sad, but at the same time, it's like, yes,
yeah,
it's time to go home.
It feels so good.
Time to go home.
And that mindset of going out to conquer, knowing that you were leading the team in Egypt while we were over in Nashville, it was like, man, we're on a mission.
Yeah. Right.
We've got to accomplish this. We can't afford to just sit back and relax. We've got to accomplish these things. We've got to make connections because Dr. Shaw and the team are doing their part in Egypt.
Yeah.
We've got to do our part in Nashville and then come back to our home base.
Yeah. It's crazy. We never talked about that, but I felt the exact same way. I felt like they are overseas. They are working. They are grinding. They're filming. Yes. They are making sure this series is going to be right. We've got to make sure the radio show is represented.
Yes.
Because just like you said, what does it take to do a radio show? That's one of the things that it takes.
You have to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it.
And being an NRB, John and I talked a little bit about this earlier, but being an NRB, listening to so many other religious broadcasters and personalities, you know, we were learning and we picked up some tricks and we picked up some tips, things that we're implementing in the show,
The
Cleveland Today. So show, if it looks a little different for those of you who have been listening or watching for a while, just know that we're, you know, we're experimenting, we're testing some things out and we're seeing how they go over.
That's right.
But one of the things we want to do at the start of every episode is talking about the daily encouragement, like our main point of the show. What is this entire episode going to be about? So Dr. Shaw, what is the main idea or the main encouragement you want our listeners to walk away with today?
We often talk about being the faithfulness of God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
God is so faithful. God is so good. Somebody sends you a text message, hey, we're going to the hospital, or, you know, this happened, or I just got this news, and I'm so... And often I will write down, God is faithful, brother. Hang in there. God is faithful. You can trust him. God will never break his promises. God will always answer our prayers. Okay. God is faithful. Mm-hmm. How about, let's turn that around. Are you faithful to God?
See, we don't think we have to be because I'm a flawed human being.
Yeah.
And God knows I'm a sinner and God loves me. Yeah. So therefore, God excuses my sin. He's not looking for me to be faithful to
him. Also, it just makes me really uncomfortable to be under the microscope. So I don't want to think about my level of faithfulness.
I can be a vagrant. I can do whatever. But God, you know, God, no. God never changes. God is always faithful.
Can I truly say, great is my faithfulness, Lord, unto thee?
No, I don't think that's how that lyric goes. I don't think that's how that goes.
Because guess what? My faithfulness a lot of time is not
very great.
No, it's not
even average most times.
Yeah, if people were to look at my faithfulness towards God, I really feel like I would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
And it's something, like you said, Dr. Shaw, that we don't really do. We don't really measure. And that's kind of the point of this whole On Track series that we've been doing in the book that's eventually coming out, is taking measurements of our faith.
Right. That's right.
And people shy away from that.
And because they think somehow it's earning your salvation, and it's not. Our salvation is not what you do. Our salvation has been done.
That's right.
But we build this Christian life. Of course, it's all God, through God, by his grace, by his power, through the Holy Spirit, through the life of Christ. But we build this on the ground of salvation.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that this is like Reformed thought, or if this is like some other school of thought within Christianity, but I remember distinctly growing, when I got saved as a teenager, people would say that, like, you don't do anything. You don't participate in any way.
Right.
God is the one who's doing everything.
He's working.
All you have to do is just allow him to work in your life. Where did that thought come from?
And that's true to some extent. Yes, everything is simply God working in your life, but look at it how you participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God is working. And what I am doing here, adding, is simply working out what he has worked in.
Mm-hmm.
And even that working out, it is by his power, by his grace, by his continual work in my life through the word, through the Holy Spirit, through the life of Jesus Christ. So it is true.
Right.
But I think when people say that, they're not saying that. They're saying being complacent, just sit back and just take it in.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of our discussion a few episodes ago. We talked about what it means to be partakers of the divine nature.
Right.
And that's coming from this series that you preach through, Dr. Shaw, On Track. If you guys are looking for those resources, we can link them in the show notes, or you can find all of Dr. Shaw's messages on his website, abadanshaw.com. Encourage you guys to go check that out. But this idea of being partakers in the divine nature is not just, like you said, kick back with your feet up and just kind of coast until heaven and let God do all the work. What does it mean for us to participate in that? And what does it mean that we are partakers in the divine nature?
I mean, that word add right there is a command.
Yeah,
that's right.
Do this. So before you quickly mitigate that and soften that and say, "Oh, wait a minute, let's bring in the analogy of faith and let's bring in this verse here and that verse there." Of course, bring all those verses in. And yes, it is God all the way working in us. But also understand that you are cooperating with him. Mm-hmm. You're opening your heart up to allow God to work out what has been worked in.
That's right. You know, it's funny because when you mentioned that it was a command, one of the things that I've noticed in a lot of modern day Christianity is that we've taken a lot of those commands away and we've made those into like encouragements. Like God is like a youth pastor. And he's like, "Guys, I just want to challenge you guys. I just want to challenge you to be faithful to me.
Yeah,
I just want to encourage
that.
You guys
what
today.
Mean,
just
what do you
to
mean
be,
by that?
Well, no, not you. I'm saying
I'm just kidding.
like really, really passive Christians. Like, "Guys, I just want to," like if they're trying to get onto somebody, yeah, instead of being like,
"I want
hey,
you to think about this."
Yeah. Yeah. Don't, instead of being like, "Don't do this," yeah, they'd be like, "No, I want to just challenge you," right? Just man to man. I just want to push back a little bit. Like they put that on God,
yeah,
where he
just
wants
softening
to,
it up.
He wants to encourage us to be faithful rather than he's being like, "No, you are to be faithful to me before I'm God."
What do you do with "be ye holy"?
Yeah.
"For I am holy."
Right.
Yeah.
Like, be holy. Well, what that really means is the sanctification process where he has already made a, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
But I have to do something, which is, even if it's simple as reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Reckon means count it, believe it, accept it, start living in it.
Yeah.
And the first element here in this that we sort of discussed last time was faith.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Greek word is piste. It has two meanings. This word can have two meanings. The first meaning is trust in God or trust in the gospel. And the second meaning is faithfulness or loyalty. And some people try to pick the first and some people pick the second, but I think the both meanings are implied. Mm-hmm. And we've already focused on the faith in God element, the importance of having this trust in God, that God is faithful. God will do what he has promised.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we focus on the life of R.G. Letourneau, if you remember that. Mm-hmm. This great man of God, this person who was known as the Dean of Earth Moving.
Yeah.
And you actually thought he was a dean.
Yeah, well, I actually thought it was just like a really cool title. I didn't realize like, oh, no, he built tractors moved
he's,
Earth.
He's led a gospel movement that has shaped the Earth to its core.
Yeah.
No, he just builds tractors.
Christians be like, "Hey, listen, man, we want to just be all about kingdom building." Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, wow, yeah, I'll build
God
a kingdom."
God is using us to move
But he
the
was
Earth.
A kingdom building like with a big old caterpillar.
Yeah. Like a big,
he was building in the literal sense.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So we talked about that and how he had faith in God and how he trusted God in spite of the consequences and God was faithful to him every step of the way. But I want to shift gears here and talk about the faithfulness to God because that's also implied in add to your faith. It's not just faith in God, but also your faithfulness to God.
That's right.
And the Bible talks about this. First, let's talk about the faithfulness of God for a moment, okay? Mm-hmm. Just to clarify here. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful.
That's right.
By whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Mm-hmm. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is
faithful.
Faithful,
right.
Okay? So we often talk about this, God is faithful. I'll give you a couple more just so we can get a good handle on this. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, it says, "But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one." 2 Timothy 2:13, "If we are faithless, he remains
faithful.
Faithful, he cannot deny himself."
That's right.
Hebrews 2:17, "Therefore in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and
faithful
high priest in things pertaining to God." 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is
faithful
and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And one more, Revelation 1:5.
"And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and the ruler over the kings of the earth."
Yes.
Yep.
Jesus is also faithful.
That's right.
But that's where we're talking about the faithfulness of God. But let's talk about the faithfulness to God.
Right.
I love that you talk about it in those terms, that like two sides of the same coin, that God is faithful to us, but we also have a part to play.
That's right.
Well, it's one of those things that we shouldn't write off because it's like, should we not be loving because God is already loving?
Right.
Like my love doesn't count because it can't it can't match in comparison to his. Right.
Imagine if we treated other relationships this way.
Right. Right.
Like, my wife is faithful to me, but am I going to be faithful to her?
Yeah. Mm.
Of course. I mean, we would say, yes, absolutely, you ought to be, but... I mean, we map that onto God.
I even think about all the people that Paul points out where he's like, these people are faithful. These
are faithful people. He commended them.
Mm-hmm.
And so add to your faith is not just trust God more or just know that he is going to be faithful to you. It's also about, are you faithful to God?
Right.
And there are several examples. I want to read out a few of them, if that's okay.
Yeah,
you guys jump in and take some of them too. Ephesians 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful mm-hmm. in Christ Jesus.
You went to Ephesus, didn't you?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
That was really
Ephesus
awesome.
is one of my favorite sites.
Mm, wow.
It's in Asia Minor. It's in modern-day Turkey. And we spent a good day. We got there early in the morning before any of the tourists got there. And we were able to stand there. And I was like, my goodness. Those words were read by the apostle, but were read by somebody
mm-hmm.
from the apostle Paul right here in this city.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And then we went by the library of Celsus, which was actually built a little later than the time when Paul must have written this letter. It more than likely is from the second century.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just thinking, it's like, man, this place heard those words.
Yeah. The letter to the Ephesians came right here.
Yeah. And that's these insane. People were faithful to God. To Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, again from Ephesians, is Ephesians chapter 6, 21. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord.
It's high praise coming from Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High praise coming from Paul.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it awesome when you hear somebody say that to you or they say about somebody else, man, he's a faithful man of God.
Mm-hmm.
She is a faithful woman of God.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's right.
That's the reputation that you want.
Here's another one, Colossians 1:7.
It says, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf.
Mm.
Wow.
Faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. Wow.
That's right.
Colossians 4:7. Tychicus, shout out to Tychicus again. Maybe
that's right.
Maybe a different Tychicus, same guy,
no,
you think?
I would say same because Ephesians, Colossians are sort of like considered to be the same type letter.
My man got a double blessing from Paul.
Of course,
Tychicus,
of course.
Beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord will tell you all the news about me.
That's yes.
Awesome. Faithful.
Another one.
Colossians 4:9, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you.
Mm. 1 Timothy 1:12.
Yeah, I got 1 Timothy. It says, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Think about the humility. It sounds crazy because it sounds prideful, but think of the humility you actually have to say, you know what? Christ himself has counted me faithful.
Mm. Yeah.
That's next level.
That's right.
I want to be at that place.
Yeah.
And he is genuinely human. Human. He is human. He's genuinely humble.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people pretend to be humble and, oh, I'm sorry. Let me get out of your way. I'm just nobody. Just ignore me.
I'm sorry I exist.
Yeah. And that's not real humility. All you got to do is offend them one time and you'll find out.
Yep.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
That's true.
But Paul is genuinely humble. So when he says, hey, he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, he has no ounce of pride in him, not a single ounce of pride in him. He is simply declaring from his heart and all that innocence, hey, I am faithful.
Yeah,
I when it comes to the matters of God, I do not compromise.
In fact, I appreciate you saying that because it says right there, he's thanking Jesus for counting him faithful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then one more, which is Revelation 17:14.
These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the whole point is this. Add to your faith. Of course, we know that faith is our faith in God,
mm-hmm.
trusting him for our daily needs, our cares, our worries, our doubts, our fears, but also the faithfulness of God. Add to your faith means this idea of God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
But then also in that add to your faith, pistis, is our faithfulness to God. It means start becoming more faithful to God in your daily life, in your moral integrity, in how you carry yourself with your family, with your loved ones, with your church family, in your daily relationship with God. Are you obeying him?
Mm-hmm.
Are you walking with him? Are you standing up for him?
Yeah.
All this is part of this add to your faith.
That's right.
And Jesus himself said, Matthew 25:21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
I think those are the words we're all longing to hear. Yeah. At, like at the root of our existence, I feel like those truly are, that's the affirmation that every Christian is looking for, even if they're not quite aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the end to which we strive almost.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's what drives us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the question for us is, yes, I need to have faith in God. Yes, I need to believe that God is faithful to us. But am I faithful to God?
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that story you told us about your dad, that family that he met.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. I can't tell it as good as you, but if you want to kind of tell that story to close it out.
Well, this goes back to my dad's seminary days. So he's going back to the late 50s, and he was in seminary. He didn't have a church supporting him because he didn't have a church. He grew up in a Muslim home. He had a mosque, but he didn't have a church. Mm-hmm. So he became a Christian, and his father kicked him out, so he wandered from street to street, all over city to city, all over India. And then finally, a missionary sort of adopted him and sponsored him, really, because they hadn't developed that relationship yet, but sponsored him to go to seminary. Mm-hmm. He went to Union Biblical Seminary in India, which is still there today. And when he got there, realized most of the students had somebody sponsoring them, either their family or the church or some pastor or some missionary institution. Somebody was sponsoring them, but he had nobody. And so he would do the best he could to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. He would even iron fellow students' clothes and whatever just to make some money. And the missionary was paying just for his tuition.
Wow.
So long story short, when it came time for holiday break, he had nowhere to go. He didn't have a family. He didn't have a church, nothing to go to. And this one friend in seminary invited him to go with him to his home. And my dad decided to do that. And, you know, keep in mind, my dad came from a very affluent home, very rich home. And so now all that is gone. Mm-hmm. So he is this poor seminarian going with this other seminarian to his home. And then my dad realized very quickly, this young man came from a very, very, very poor home. Mm-hmm. They got off the train station, began to walk. I mean, there was no horse carriage there. There was no car waiting for them. It was just a long walk, and they're walking through the fields, and they finally get to this home, and it's a little hut, one room house. And the family is, they can just look at him and see they're dirt poor.
Right.
And Christians. And he had like five or six siblings. And so on the wall, they had nails for every one of the family members to hang their bag. Because all they had was in this bag.
Could fit in those bags.
Wow. That's it.
That was their whole
life. That's their life.
Wow.
Like, we have closets and we have rooms, and that's my room, and that's my man cave, and that's my she shed or whatever it is.
She shed.
You haven't heard that?
You never heard of that?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. That's the opposite of the man cave, the she shed.
I've never never have I heard she shed.
Really?
No, yeah. I've never.
Well, now
hashtag
you
do. She shed.
So here, there's nothing.
Wow.
Just a nail.
No she shed.
And no she shed.
Wow.
And they told my dad, he said, well, there's an empty nail, and that's for you to hang your bag and whatever. And so he went ahead and did that and had a little tiny rolled up mattress, whatever it is, to sleep on the floor. Mm. And it just very poor family. The next morning, he woke up, and the sun was out, and nobody in the house. So he's like, oh, my goodness, where did everybody go? He walks out and sees every one of the family members, from the father, mother, to the children, to his friend. They're somewhere near the house. Some are under a tree. Some are under an awning. Some, they're just sitting there doing their devotions.
Wow.
Spending time in God's word.
Unbelievable.
And it so impacted him because he's thinking, does this family not understand how poor they are?
Yeah.
Do they not understand that God hasn't blessed them? Keep in mind, he's coming from a Muslim background. That if you serve God, then you will be blessed. And he is like, do they not get it that they're not getting their proper due?
Right. They're not getting the return on their investment.
Yeah, what they deserve.
Why would they pray and do all this when look at their home?
Mm.
So good for us. So important that we talk about not only God's faithfulness, but our faithfulness to him and our faithfulness to other people. That's your encouragement for today. If you enjoyed today's topic, if today benefited you, or you want to write in and let us know what you'd like to see on future episodes, let us know at 252-582-5028. Of course, you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially at that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and become part of what God is doing through the Clearview Today Show as we seek to impact the nations with the gospel. Don't forget to visit MightyMuscadine.com. They're the sponsors of today's episode. Check out their line of products. Lots of great stuff there for you. Use the promo code TODAY. That's T-O-D-A-Y when you check out. It's going to get you a great discount, and a portion of those proceeds are going to come right back here to the Clearview Today Show. John, what's coming up tomorrow?
We are still climbing that Christian ladder of adding all of these things to our faith. You know, it's not just to have faith. It's not just to be faithful. But now that you've got that solid grounding, you're going to start adding virtue. You're going to start adding knowledge. You're going to start adding, say it with me now, self-control.
Oh, I don't
like that. I don't like that one.
That.
I don't
need
like
to.
That one. But we're going to talk about it on tomorrow's episode. Don't miss it.
Make sure you guys are there. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.